Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
Here we go. It's hour number two of the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Rangers baseball is coming up at 6:30. And Jared Sandler joins you now to preview this Silver Boot series against your Houston Astros with the first pitch at 7:10. Leiter against Arrigetti. And he's at Jared Sandler on Twitter. Good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you? Okay. All right. We're going to get Jared Sandler here in just a moment with the Rangers getting set to take on the Astros. It is a good time to remind you that Ding Dong the Witch is dead. Houston is no longer that good. They are 17-28. They continue to leak at home, as the Rangers exposed about them in 2023. They are 10-13 at home. And the Rangers are now within one game of 500. Win two out of three here this weekend against Houston. You'll be back at 500. And you'll be heading for a series, I believe, against Colorado early next week, who is equally as bad. And then you come back and host Houston. So it's a big opportunity here over the next three series, over the next 9 or 10 games. Big chance for the Rangers. Of course, CY is going to join us on Friday, and hopefully we got some good stuff to talk about, or Monday. Monday's at 4:20. Chris Young joins us. And good afternoon, Jared. How the heck are you?
I'm great. I'm ready for the first edition of Rangers Astros tonight. Should be fun.
Yeah, and you know, we were just talking about Houston, and what do we make of them? You know, is this are they going to be a cellar dwelling type of team for a while, or is this just a bad start to the season for an otherwise decent team still?
Yeah, I just don't think they're good. I know you guys and a lot of people. No. I mean, let's provide some context here. I've hated the Astros since really they started acting like they invented baseball, so a little over a decade ago. But I've never been afraid to admit that they're the best team in baseball. And short of what the Dodgers have done, their run has been the most prolific dynasty since the Yankees or the Braves and the Bobby Cox era. You can say whatever you want about how they achieved what they achieved, but the reality is they achieved it. I told you guys last year that I didn't think the Astros were very good. And they didn't make the playoffs. And I know that because of my Astros hate, when I say I don't think they're good, people roll their eyes. But that was the first year I really said that, like, I didn't think they were good. And I said this year that I thought the Athletics were more of a threat to the Rangers and Mariners and, the top of the AL West than the Astros. You know, that's in the archives and all three shows that I joined and other shows as well. they're just not, they've lost a lot of what made them them. No Kyle Tucker, no Alex Bregman, Jose Altuve stinks. And that's going to be a problem because, you know, he's there, so he's going to play, but he's awful defensively and he's not what he was offensively. No AJ Hinch. No, I mean, I wasn't a huge Dusty Baker guy, but no Dusty Baker. Joe Espada is not a good manager. There's nothing about Joe Espada that makes his teams better because of his presence. No Jeff Luhnow. I forget the guy's name, but James Click, who won a World Series and they fired him. Dana Brown. Nothing about Dana Brown has really been super impressive, you know, in terms of improving the Astros. They just aren't that good. Now, can they go and sweep the Rangers this weekend? They absolutely can. 100%. I mean, it's baseball, but it's, and I don't know that I expect the Astros to be a 65-win team, but they're just not super good, and they have not had a good farm system for years, and they are being decimated by a lack of depth, and that has been incredibly evident with their pitching, which has arguably been, and maybe not even arguable, if you look at the relevant stats, the worst pitching staff in baseball. Now, again, I say that, and I understand it's not like they're facing a Rangers lineup that is a juggernaut. So who knows what will happen. The Rangers have had a tough time consistently winning in Houston unless it's the playoffs. And so, you know, they'll have to show that they can beat the Astros in the regular season. But they're not a good team, and their record sort of supports that.
Jared Sandler here with you on The Fan. So what's planned with Corey Seager? Is there anything different?
Well, you know, we'll have to wait and see. I know that there was some thought that he would have gotten Wednesday off and then had a double off day. I think there's maybe some thought that he'll get today off for the Rangers. You know, I'm sure we'll get the lineup here in a little bit. But I think they, you know, Skip had said that they wanted to try to give him a day off every 3 or so weeks. And he's certainly, you know, beyond that. I do think that on Wednesday, there was not a certainty Brandon Nimmo was going to play. And typically when you give a guy like Corey Seager a day off, you tell him that the night before. So after the game, you say, hey, you're going to get tomorrow off. That allows them to get like a full day off. Like they can wake up and, you know, maybe take their foot off the pedal mentally and physically with whatever their prep is going to be. But I think with the uncertainty of Brandon Nimmo, my understanding is that Corey Seager made it clear that he didn't feel comfortable taking the day off with Brandon Nimmo maybe not in the lineup and Wyatt Langford hurt. So, you know, with Nimmo playing and presumably in the lineup tonight, perhaps this is the night Corey Seager gets off and then we'll see him back on Saturday. But, you know, we should get the lineup here in a little bit. And maybe after the off day yesterday, maybe he feels like he's ready to go. But I know that they wanted to try and give him a little extra rest, especially given, you know, that he's had a tough time recently.
Have you been following this Rangers Nation takeover in Houston where they're just trying to get as many Ranger fans? It's pretty cool, right?
I love it, yeah. It's funny. I'm curious to see what the fan situation's like for the Astros this weekend because, you know, you guys remember the days where there used to be more red than blue or whatever, you know, whatever the and, again, the Astros have had this incredible run. They were filling that place on Tuesday nights, Monday nights because, hey, when you – are a World Series contender for like 7 straight years, why wouldn't you fill the place? And hopefully the Rangers can get to that point at some point. We've heard Chris Young talk about, you know, getting to that level. But yeah, I think it's great. I love it. And, you know, I think, you know, the more, you know, the Section 133 in 2023 was really cool. And if we can recreate that sort of environment once a week at Globe Life Field and hey, you know, once a series in Houston, that's pretty cool stuff right there. But like players took note of that. Players talked about that. Players loved Section 133. And they don't usually really, I don't want to say they don't care. They know what's going on with the crowd. But like I've never had players comment more about a Rangers fan group since maybe, and I wasn't working then, but like Hank's Homies. You know, I know that when Hank's Homies took shape in left field at the old ballpark, people made note of that. But, you know, 133 is cool, and I appreciate all the work that those guys are doing.
Pretty cool. Jake Berger is heating up. What do you think chances are continues?
Well, he's a streaky guy. And so, you know, your hope with a guy like that is that his hot streaks produce enough to, you know, to build the production for the season, right? You know you're going to have stretches where it's like, this is no bueno. They're guys like that, right? I mean, the ideal player doesn't have as much fluctuation, but the ideal player, you know, just doesn't exist to fill 26 roster spots on 30 teams. And so for a guy like Jake Berger, he survives if the hot streaks can carry the cold streaks. And that's what happened in 2023, you know, when he split time between the White Sox and the Marlins. And, you know, that's the guy the Rangers felt like would really be able to help their lineup. So, you know, I hate that there was an off day. You never know how much that impacts a guy like that. But coming off back-to-back really strong games, you know, he adds a different dynamic. And we were talking about this the other day. Remember, when the Rangers acquired Jake, the idea was he was going to hit sixth, seventh, heck, maybe even eighth, because we thought going into last year this lineup was super deep and this lineup was going to be lethal. And it just didn't materialize because a number of guys either didn't perform or got hurt. Now all of a sudden you're asking Jake Berger to hit third or fourth. And not that he can't hit like a middle-of-the-order bat when he's going well. You typically don't have someone as streaky as he is in that spot. You typically have him lower in the order. And so, you know, that was kind of the idea when they acquired him. And, you know, if he's going to hit sixth, seventh, eighth.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
You know, have this streakiness, but be really productive when the streak's going favorably, then, you know, you can deal with that a little bit more. And obviously the last couple games, he's been really good. Let's not forget, despite the streakiness and some rough stretches, he is by far and away the team leader in RBIs. He's, you know, he's trending towards 100 RBI season. Team leader in home runs, you know, for a team that doesn't produce a lot offensively, he certainly, you know, has been a guy that has found a niche in producing, even if the overall stat line doesn't look super sexy.
Right on. Thank you, Jared. Are you on play-by-play this weekend?
I will be tomorrow on Sunday. I'm actually currently in Arizona right now for a family graduation. I'll be back in Houston tomorrow.
Right on, dude. We'll have a great night, and we'll hear from you Monday.
Sounds good. See you guys.
He's at Jared Sandler on Twitter. He must follow for Rangers fans everywhere. And it's time now for a little football fix. Here's Wolchuk.
All right, let's do it. Let's go ahead and get our fix right after this.
You think football is still fun?
Yes.
Sir.
Wrong side!
Left side!
Wrong side!
Left side!
I use these for acid indigestion.
So what are we going to use these for?
Intimidation.
You know I got to get my fix, man.
All righty, so NFL.com's Dan Parr has put out the 10, 5 of the toughest, and then 5 of the easiest schedules based on what was released yesterday. The Cowboys have the 5th toughest, according to him. He said the heat gets turned up on Dallas in week 3 when the team travels to Brazil for a date with Lamar, 2-time MVP, looking to make a bounce-back statement. Cowboys then have 3 of their next 4 games on the road. against teams that made the playoffs last season, including back-to-back primetime battles in Green Bay and Philly. And then the Thanksgiving Day with the Eagles. Then you're awarded with, oh, here's a game against the champs from last year's Super Bowl, and that's going to be tough. Then you get to visit the Rams after the bye. So he's got them at 5. The teams ahead of him that have the toughest gauntlet of a schedule: Chargers, Seahawks, Rams, Cardinals. Interesting. All of the NFC West, mostly NFC and AFC. You throw an AFC West team in there with the Chargers ahead of Dallas. Now, the 5 easiest schedules, according to Dan Parr: the Browns at 5, the Denver Broncos at 4, the Ravens at 3, the Lions at 2, but number 1, the Atlanta Falcons. So, well, everybody's like, oh, New Orleans, this is the year they're going to go ahead and win the NFC South. Maybe it's finally the season the Falcons can put it all together with Tua.
Yeah, I mean, Tua, and then we'll see about Penix.
I mean, they're going to have a full-on. That's legit competition. Brian was asking us, like, oh, is that a ball sack? Well, that's supposedly a real quarterback competition between those two.
Yeah, and at least you got 2 lefties, so if you're a pass catcher, the ball's going to spin the same way. I do like Stefanski, but that quarterback situation is just a little too rocky.
Yeah, I liked Michael Penix Jr. a lot, but gosh, you know, the health, coming back from injury, it is going to be a big question mark there. How about Joe Buck predicting Cowboys-Bills in the Super Bowl?
Dude, how about a lot of people predicting a lot of great things for the Cowboys right
Absolutely.
Now? There's a lot of national Cowboy love going on. Joe Buck doing this. And, of course, ESPN has the Super Bowl this year, so he'll be calling it. Maybe he's trying to manifest something.
That'd be a big one for ratings.
Another Cowboys-Bills Super Bowl. But you have Ryan Clark saying the Cowboys are going to be going 12-5. He said that on First Take today.
Yep.
You got Bryant McFadden, former Steeler guy.
So here's Bryant McFadden, and he's been jumping on some of the content creators here locally. I know Foots had him on his show. Here's Bryant McFadden praising our Dallas Cowboys.
My team, you better book it. They're going to do big things this year, and this is the Dallas Cowboys, and here's why. Their offense might be one of the more deadlier offenses in the National Football League in terms of explosive playmakers and consistency. They can run the football. Javonte Williams had a big resurgence type of season a year ago, and then offensively, the passing game, I think Dak Prescott will be in that MVP conversation from start to finish. And then defensively, right, they just got to get a tad bit better. They allow over 30 points a ball game last year. I can tell you this much, that will not be the case this year when you look at the personnel they've added to their arsenal on the defensive side, along with their new defensive coordinator as well. So just improving a little bit on the defensive side will put them in positions to win the games they did not win last year, and they will find a way to be extremely relevant in their division. And I'm telling you this right now, Tommy Norris, you can go ahead and purchase your playoff tickets for the Dallas Cowboys. And you heard what I said, purchase. You know what that means? They will have a home playoff game. Mm-hmm. Well, that means they will win the division. So shots out to Tommy. Purchase your tickets now. Shots out to Landman. They will have a home playoff game there in Dallas.
I do like to shout out to Landman. What I'm hearing, Wolchuk, echo chamber, burr, 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 burr.
Everyone's jumping on the Cowboys.
The excitement around Christian Parker, the drafting of Caleb Downs.
Yeah.
You know, I think it created optimism and excitement. And the national outlets, yes, they know this team pretty good. They got to know this team pretty good. It's the Cowboys. But what they don't know is what we know. And that's you're betting on Ezeraku and a rookie on the edge.
It's you dummies.
Okay. What do you have at inside linebacker? A giant hole in the middle of your defense. And your tackles are Tyler Guyton and Terrence Steele. Okay. Yes, you could win the division. You could get to the playoffs, you know, but you have to be here, boots on the ground, every day paying attention to this football team to be able to evaluate it in the context of being one of the elite teams, right? What are we supposed to do? Celebrate getting back to the playoffs? Yay! Nobody gives a crap about that. Go be the best team in the NFC. And this team is still 10% of quality away from that.
Yeah, I don't think they're close to being the best team in the NFC, but I do think they should be a playoff team. And I think that the picks right now, like the Super Bowl.
Dak's getting old.
You don't have time to build slowly. You got to go for it now.
They've taken a great step in the direction that they needed to do. They're in the right place. I mean, at linebacker, hell, DeMarvian Overshown, we'll hear from him on the other side and see. Note, he's healthy. All right. D. Winter's coming over. That's a big upgrade for you at linebacker. And you're damn right I'm betting on our guy. All right, Ezeraku taking the step here, too. Christian Parker and this Fangio defense, they don't need a star on the edge. They're going to spread the wealth. The sacks, it's going to be a sack compilation. You love a good compilation video.
I do. You weren't supposed to say that out loud,
Here's
though.
A sack. There's a sack. Boom. There's another sack.
It's bookmarked all over your computer. Surprised you did it on the work one as well.
And I love that. And I could respect that because I know you've done the work.
I know. I'm trying
to
do the work.
I'm not getting gassed up by these national talking heads who don't know the roster.
No, you're right. Screw these guys.
Like the average guy on the Frankel injury attorney text line right now is more knowledgeable about the Cowboys than Pete Schrager. Okay, so I don't care what Pete thinks. I don't care about making the playoffs.
No, we want to win a Super Bowl is what we want.
Yeah,
but the playoffs
right.
for this team would be nice.
It would be nice. I just saw like DraftKings is saying bettors like the Cowboys in a number of games and also regular season wins. The Cowboys win total has changed from 8.5 to 9.5.
Let's freaking go. All right.
Everything's going up, man. It's like Cowboy positivity all over the place.
Which does make me nervous.
It should.
It does. It's like, why is this happening? Stop it.
Everybody's flooding in to be optimistic about the Cowboys.
Everyone's jumping on the bandwagon.
And I hope. I really do hope. I'm having a hard time believing still. There's some window of opportunity here. You're going to have summer free agency. You're going to have cut down free agency.
What happened to all the glazing of Shoddy? I thought you were a big Shoddy believer.
I am a big Shoddy believer.
Yeah. Well, if you believe in Shoddy, then you should believe in this football team. Because if he doesn't get it done this year, the writing's going to be on the wall.
It's one thing at a time for my guy. Okay, he fixed the offense. He's fixing the defense. He explained to the Cowboys this year why they needed to switch to the 3-4 and get the 4-eye technique.
Okay.
Okay. Next offseason, we've got to get smarter with our salary cap management.
All right.
We can't be spreading it out all the time. This is our last good shot, right? And if he does that, then maybe they will actually build a football team without massive glaring holes in the middle of it and on the edges. I mean, are you kidding me? That's your edges. That's your edge plan and your tackle plan. Okay, I have a better plan at tackle. And the gentleman talked about it a little bit last night. I believe we'll get some audio from him and Overshown and get you the C-note here. Cowboys News of the Evening's coming up next year on The Fan.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane.
Youch. Did he have any hot sauce?
Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.